Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The political turmoil in Belarus since the fraudulent re-election of authoritarian Alexander Lukashenko on August 9th continues. Members of the political opposition in Belarus set up the National Coordination Council, or NCC, to negotiate with the Belarusian authorities about holding free and fair elections and a transition of power. Instead of engaging in good faith, the Lukashenko regime has launched a politically motivated investigation against the National Coordination Council and detained, forced into exile, and abducted members of the NCC. Indeed, the United States is deeply concerned by the September 7th abduction of National Coordination Council member Maria Kolesnikova in Minsk and the forced expulsions of spokesman Anton Rodenko and executive secretary Ivan Krautsu on September 8th. Maxim Znak, also a National Coordination Council member, was detained the following day. The United States commends the courage of Ms. Kolesnikova and of the Belarusian people in peacefully asserting their right to pick their leaders in free and fair elections. Protesters have faced brute violence and repression by government authorities, which included brazen beatings in broad daylight and thousands of detentions, as well as increasing reports of abductions. Since September 1st, university students have been the victims of violent crackdowns led by security forces dressed in black with their faces covered in ski masks. Several were picked up from the street and thrown into unmarked minivans. The United States, in coordination with its partners and allies, is considering additional targeted sanctions to promote accountability for those involved in human rights abuses and repression in Belarus. We remind the Belarusian authorities of their responsibility to ensure the safety of Ms. Kolesnikova and all those unjustly detained, said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a statement. We call on the Belarusian authorities to end the violence against their own people, release all those who have been unjustly detained, including U.S. citizen Vitaly Shkliarov, and engage in meaningful dialogue with genuine representatives of Belarusian society.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.